Vomis 101.
Look at the Mishnah. Klal omru b'yevama. Kol shi isur erve lo yichoy letzes ve lo yisyaben. The chiddush of the Mishnah is bezem to tell us that the p'tur yibum from arayas is not only a p'tur from yibum, it's a p'tur also from chalitza. It's bezem the yisayid of the Mishnah to mechadesh that the p'tur is not only a p'tur from yibum, that the p'tur is also a p'tur from a chalitza. So this is the klal. Klal omru, sidur klal, kol shi yisur erve lo yichoy letzes ve lo yisyabemes. So the klal of the Mishnah is for sure coming to say p'tur chalitza. Even be'etzem, in the first Mishnah also state chames ranoshim poetz min ha'chalitza u min ha'yibu. But this is grade. The Mishnah writes down p'tur is min ha'chalitza u min ha'yibu. Grade the Mishnah puts it down. But the ikar klal of the Mishnah was be'etzem p'tur yibu. Now the second Mishnah is coming to mechalek when you p'tur from yibu and when you p'tur from yibu v'chalitza. And the Mishnah starts a klal. And what is the klal? Klal omru b'yevama kol shi yisur erve lo yichoy letzes ve lo yisyabemes. Zogt Rashi. And who the Mishnah is talking? Lo yichoy letzes ve lo yisyabemes tzoroso ve kol shekenu. The Mishnah is reinsetzing the klal and the tzoro. When the aloch is the selbe sach and the erve. But the Mishnah is talking about the tzoro. And on the tzoro the Mishnah says the klal shi yichoy letzes ve lo yisyabemes. So, klal omru b'yevoma, velche yevoma de tzoras erve. Tzorosa v'kol sheken hi. Teisvis, libra maschi lasu yo tzoras ailemis. Afol giv dem asnissen loiktoni tzoro. The Mishnah is not talking about the tzoro. So we have a machlekes Rashi and Teisvis b'pshata Mishnah. Machlekes Rashi and Teisvis b'pshata Mishnah. Rashi learns that the Mishnah is talking about the tzoro v'kol sheken hi. And Teisvis is saying the Mishnah is talking about the erve herself. We said behilchus is pshat, avada but more gishmak to learn as every teisvus. Who spoke about the tzor? Teisvus has a problem in the beginning of the Gemara. It's not gishmak as every teisvus. But bepshat a mishnah, avada would be more gishmak like behilchus to learn like teisvus. That the mishnah is mechadosh. What we learned in the first parak that the erve is potur not only from yibum, she's potur also from chalitza. But Rashi says that the mishnah reinsets on the tzor. Why Rashi learns that the mishnah reinsets on the tzor? The pshat is because it's a hemshach of the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah says, "Chamesh es ranoshim poitr tzoroseim v'tzoros tzoroseim in achalitza min ha'yivu." Klal ovru b'yevomo. And this klal, if chamesh es ranoshim poitr tzoroseim, the second perek is starting to talk not only potum ha'yivu, which is also potum from chalitza. So the second Mishnah is a reinsetzing the first Mishnah. So v'meile meret of the tzor, aber teisus is luni kipshuto es meret of the erve alei. So this chelik is glad. So the Teis also is masking that the tzor is also potom mechalitza v'yibum. Now the Mishnah is talking about the erve, and Rashi says the Mishnah is talking about the tzor. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Isur mitzvah ve'isur kedusha. Isur mitzvah is shnias. It's a rayas derabonon. Ve'isur kedusha salmon elekoin godol grushim chalutza elekoin hedyoit. Choletzes v'loy misyabemes. So chay ve'lavim v'shnias da'aloches choletzes v'loy misyabemes. Frek the Ritva, Bishleim lefi Teisvus, it's Gishmak. We spoke about the Erve. The Erve is Potu Meyibum Vechalitze. Chai Velavim, this is the second period, this is the sugi we're going to learn. Chai Velavim Nid Chalitze. The Potu Meyibum, but the Nid Chalitze. But lefi Rashi Meret of the Tzor. Chai Velavim Bichlal Don Pato the Tzor. Chai Velavim Bichlal Don Pato the Tzor. It's not Emes that they Pato the Tzor. Shnias Don Pato the Tzor. It's not Emes. So Yisro Mitzvah is a Kedusha Mityabemes Vecholetzes Tzoroso. If we're talking about her like Rash, like Teisus, it's Gishmak. But we're talking about the Tzoros in Ishtemes. So the Meiri brings down Yesh Meforshim that wanted to say a Chidush that Chai Velavim and Shnias Pater the Tzoro. Not Michalitza, but the Pater Meibu. This is what the Meiri brings down. Yesh mefoshim that chai velavim pater the tzor. Ein echanami, they don't pater mi chalitze, but the pater. Remember, the Mishnah is talking about the Tzara. And again, Chiletzes v'leim is Yabemetz. But the Meiri says, Asinisht azay, unazay lemayse, the Ritva, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Kufayin Dalet, and all of the Rishonim Paskin, la'aloch, and nisht azay, and abadi chavelavim, v'shniyas, don't patter the Tzara. And the Tzara is Chiletzes v'leim is Yabemetz, and the Mishnah, the Ritva tries to mimatchek, and in the second line, Rashi will learn a bit different. That's the Be'etzim, the Tzus of the Shmaise. So again, Lefit Taisis, we read of the Erbe, so the Erbe is part of Bim Bechalitze, Chavilavim Choletzu Lehem is Yabemes, but the Tzorah, the Mishnah is not talking about, and Chavilavim Avada the Tzorah is mit Yabemes also. Lefit Rashi, the Mishnah is talking about the Tzorah, the Reish is good, the Seif is Taki Shver, if you know it's like the Meiri, that Chavilavim and Shni is Taki Pato, the Tzorah Meibum, so it's Gishmak. If not, Midat Matrik Zayin Lefishit as Rashi. Now we get a bit more tiefer. Lemaise, chutz from that Yesh Meforshim, that maybe it's Rashi, but it's not like that. We know Chavilavim don't part of the Tzorah. Besides, it's partial. Arayis, not as Givomes. Chameser, Noshim, Pedro, Tzoroseim, Oleo, Litzroi. Chavilavim don't part of the Tzorah. They don't have Oleo. They don't have Litzroi. This is partial in Givomes. Chavilavim don't part of the Tzorah. The Shaila is as it. The Shaila is as it. We know Enoch and Ami. Chavilavim don't part of the Tzorah. But we also have Shnias in the Mishnah. Right? Isur Mitzvah and Isur Gdusha. Why Shnias don't part of the Tzorah? Why Shnias don't part of the Tzorah? I'll be masked. What is Shnias? It's a Rais de Rabbonon. Why they don't part of the Tzorah? Mid Rabbonon it's a Erve, so mid Rabbonon let it part of the Tzorah. Why not? The Rashash brings down a Chois in Yeshua. And the Chois in Yeshua want to say B'tur Dovah Poshut, then Avada, Chayve Lavim will pato the Tzor. I'm sorry, Shnias will pato the Tzor. Mida Reise, she's not a Erve. Mida Rabbonon, she's a Erve. If she's a Erve, the Rabbonon, so Mida Rabbonon, she pato the Tzor. What is the difference? Call the token Rabbonon, Kein the Reise token. Call the token Rabbonon, Kein the Reise token. She's a Erve, the Rabbonon, so she pato the Tzor, Mida Rabbonon. I'm asking you a shayla. Erva de Reise, Pato de Tzorah. Erva de Rabbanon, Pato de Tzorah. She needs Chalitza because Mide Reise, she's Rami Yekamei. Aber Mide Rabbanon, she Pato de Tzorah. A person is Mekana she Isha Mide Rabbanon, so Mide Rabbanon, she's Isha Sish. So she's the Erva de Rabbanon. Zog de Chois in Yeshua, he has a Rai. Zog de Chois in Yeshua, he has a Rai. There's a Mishnah in the Beis Amud Beis. What would be if my brother is a cotton? And he married my daughter. My brother married my daughter. So it's Kiddush in the Rabbah. She's a Erbe. Erbe de Reise. Oh, but she's married to my brother in the Rabbanon. So she's a, so now she falls Leibu. So mid the Reise, she's not married to my brother. Mid the Rabbanon, she married to my brother. So mid the Rabbanon, she part of the Tzor. So why she patos the Tzor? What? I'm asking why she patos the Tzor? We're speaking in Yibum, we're not speaking in Chalitza. We're asking if Shnias could patos the Tzor in Yibum. We never had a tzadik patos in Chalitza. She's Shnias. So Nacham, what? Nochamot, the Chayes Yeshua is asking a kasha. We have a Erva de Rabbanon. Shteit v'choyla yecholo lemayin. She's a ktano. Yeah? I'm my brother is a cop. She's a ktano. She married my brother. She's a ktano and she married my brother. And my brother dies. So the halacha is, while she's a Erva, lemayin says she's not married to my brother. She's a ktano. But because of the Rabbanon she's married, so she patted the other wives of my brother. Why? The rice of the other wives need Yibum. But why the Rabbanon, my daughter is married to my brother, so the Rabbanon, my brother has an Erve, so the Erve patted the Tzor, the Rabbanon. That's the first mission that Beis Amud Beis. Koyle le choyle le ma'an v'le mi'ano. Shem nesu le ochi mide Rabbanon. So Rasu Chalet, it's a memes. Kigoyin sha Erve ktano. V'kidusha eino elo mide Rabbanon. Zikas nefilos mide Rabbanon. Eino pideres mina Chalitze. Shinit, aber ist ja im Asura. Amen, she patos the Tzor. The Teretz is, she's a Erve, the Rabbonon. She's married with the Rabbonon to my brother. So she's a Erve. And she patos the Tzor. Eis is the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon also patos the Tzor. Look, the Chois in Yeshua, Shnias also patos the Tzor with the Rabbonon. Shnias also patos the Tzor with the Rabbonon. And then, look, the Chois in Yeshua. And that's like the Chayesim Yeshua. But we said, Meiri, Yam Shishleime, Rashash, Shulchan Aruch, Ritva. Everyone says, Klo, that Shnias don't part of the Tzor. The Arayis, we have Arayis, the Arayis, we have Arayis, the Rabbanon. See, the list. Later in the Gemara, what is the Arayis, the Rabbanon? Of Chofalek, Mayim Shnias, the Rabbanon, Eim Ovi, Beishas Ovi, Ovi, all the Arayis, the Rabbanon. Why did only part of the Tzor Meivu? Was it a Kash? Why they don't part of the Tzorah Meivu? So, to be mad with this, and Etzem, the Chesin Yeshua has a Sheini Raya, we have a Mishnah, that the Isha that is married by Kiddushin the Rabbanon, part of the Tzorah Meivu the Rabbanon. Not Midai Raisa. So what, why here Take, the Ishni is don't part? So L'chure, Medav Zogin Do Azei, Sido Achkire, it's a Pesach to the Sugi of Shnias, we see the Sugi of Shnias comes a couple times in the Sugi here. What is the Mahalach of Shnias? If Shnias the Pshat is, it's a Erve the Rabbanon. If Shnias the Pshat is, it's a Erve the Rabbanon. It's one Mahalach. Shnias the Erve the Rabbanon. And then the Kash is very good. Afazei by that it's a Erve the Rabbanon. Mid the Rabbanon has the part of the Tzor. Chalitza you need because mid the Raisa she's a Skuka. But mid the Rabbanon, she part of the Tzor. She was supposed to be chalitza. I mean, because the rice is just cooker, but she herself part of meibum. She part of the tzor. Other name, the getter of shnius was not a rias the rabbanon. The getter of shnius was they made a choket the rabbanon not to marry these ladies, because the people who marry these ladies they will come to marry a rias, but they didn't put it bichlal a rias the rabbanon. It's not they told you don't marry her. What? It's not we told you not. They didn't give it a shame elve the rabbanon. The first side is they gave it a shame Erve the Rabbanon. Second side, they didn't give it a shame Erve the Rabbanon. It's not an Erve the Rabbanon. These are the two tzedot. B'meile, if she's an Erve the Rabbanon, the Chosin Yeshua is Girech. But if she's not an Erve the Rabbanon, so then Chosin Yeshua says, good, we have an Erve the Rabbanon, she's married with the Rabbanon to my brother, and stated in the Mishnah and the Beis that she part of the Tzor. Why here she doesn't part of the Tzor? What is the difference? Shtarki kasha. But, if we say that she's not an Erve the Rabbanon, she's a normal Chayvei Lavi. No, mid the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to marry her. If mid the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to marry this lady, say that. Chayvei Lavi, you're also not allowed to marry. You don't part of the Torah. So you have Chayvei Lavi in the Raisa. This issue is also to marry her, mid the Rabbanon. She doesn't have a shame Erve Bichlal. She doesn't have a tzur of Erve Bichlal. So she doesn't have a shame of her erve, and she doesn't have a tzur of her erve, so about it, she doesn't part of the tzor. Maybe it will be totally in the droshes and daf chof aleph. Maybe it will be totally in the droshes and daf chof aleph from where you learn shnias. One man the Omar learns from a posuk, ki kol ha'oisem ha'dvorim ha'koshim ha'elu, koshim miklal di'ike rakes. It's the arayas koshim, miklal di'ike arayas rakes. Softer arayas. And as another man the Omar, Chiker ve'izen shloimoy also osnaim la'toyro hachokes le'divretayre. So see, it's a shame if it's a erbe the rabbanon or not. Zog the or sameach in perik vov milchis yibum the or sameach clears the chakira. Zog the or sameach altoyr nafkmin el alocha lemaise. What if you have a shnius that married my brother? Now she falls the yibum. Stated the mishnah choletzes v'leim misya bemes. What if she was a ketano and she married my brother? Again, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven married Shnias. He himself is allowed to marry her. He married the Shnias of Shimon. The aim imoish of Shimon is Shnias to Shimon. So Reuven has married Shnias like Reuven could be married the daughter of Shimon. No, Reuven and Shimon. If Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, so when Reuven dies, Shimon doesn't do Yibum, Potom and Yibum Bechalitze. What would it be if Reuven didn't marry Shimon's daughter? He married the sister of the daughter, Lama Reuven, that's a Shnia. He can marry. Reuven is allowed to marry. Now Reuven dies. So she did the Mishnah, Shnias, if a Shnias falls le'ibum, choletas v'leim isya bemes. If Reuven is married to my Shnias, my brother is married to my Shnias, my Arayas, my brother dies, if it's Arayas, the Arayas, I'm potum me'ibum v'chalifte. If it's Shnias, I need to do chalitza. What if my brother married Shnias, but the Shnias were ketanas? So the Arayas was never tefes kiddushin anyway. The whole kiddushin is the Rabbanon. She needs chalitza or not? So I'm still in this chakira. If Shnias is a rayas de Rabbanon, So be'etzem mid the rabbanon, she's not married to my brother bichlal. I'm sorry, mid the rabbanon, she's a erve gemura. If she's a erve gemura, she doesn't fall to yibum to me. She's erve. So why she needs chalitza? Because mid the raisa rami kamei, mid the raisa is garnished. But here mid the raisa, she's not married. Zogdav sameach again. If we learn pshat that shnius is a erve the rabbanon, so be'etzem when she falls to yibum mid the rabbanon, she doesn't need yibum. Why she needs chalitza? But mid the raisa she's bichlal not a erve. So mid the raisa she needs chalitza. But if this isha is only married with the rabbanon, so in the world of the rabbanon she's a erve. So the Rosh Hashanah. But if we learn like we learn in pshat now, shnius is bichlal mishkan arayis. Shnius is chay velavim. Shnius is chay velavim. So as if chay velavim, all of them need chalitza. So with the rabbanon they made it like a chay velavim. They made the isha the rabbanon. So she has the isha the rabbanon. But Rabbanon you need chalitza. Rabbanon you need chalitza. Yeah, the rabbanon says it's all a parsha. So we have be'etzem a machlekes. The choysim Yeshua learns that the gedder of shnius is the erve de rabbanon. It's the erve de rabbanon. As they learn the choysim Yeshua, it's the erve de rabbanon. And all of the rishonim and all of the achronim learn that the gedder of shnius is the gedder of chay v'lavi. It's the gedder of chay v'lavi. And then after minutes, if it's part of the tzor mi'ibu, if it's a arayis de rabbanon, so it's part of the tzor mi'ibu, avada she wonit chalitza. But if the gather is that it's a chayve lavim, avada she will not pater. This is the first nafkemina. And the second nafkemina we said, but no. If it's a erba de rabbanon, so male if she's married and assume the rabbanon, she would not need even chalitza. If it's a chayve lavim, she would need chalitza, like you have a chayve lavim. And we said, the chayve in Yeshua, that learned that it's a erba, had a kasha. If it's a erba, frag the chayve in Yeshua, so why doesn't pater the tzor? So he says, la loche, it paters the tzor. Aber, in all of the Rishonim state, that it doesn't part of the Tzor. So I want here to memorize it for yourself. If we want to learn that it's, we have one teretz, that the etzem it's not an erve, this is the reason it doesn't part of the Tzor. Masha'ekin and Afbeis, it's an erve, just it's married to my brother with the Rabbanon, this is the reason it part of the Tzor. If we want to learn like the Chosin Yeshua, that Shnius is an erve. So, Chosin Yeshua himself wants to say a chiddush that it part of the Tzor. But we can't say that. All of the Rishonim in the Vel state that it doesn't part of the Tzor. All of the Rishonim in the Vel state that the Shnius don't part of the Tzor. So you have two ways to learn. Other to learn that it's not an Erve. Other to learn that even if it's an Erve, Chazal decided that Erve the Rabbanon doesn't part of the Tzor. The Ptur from Achusisho, from Litzro, from Oleo is only an Arayis de Reise. And Arayis de Rabbanon, they were machmir on her. Maybe put it as a Nusach. They were not machmir on the Tzor. They were machmir on her, they were not machmir on the Tzor. Makes sense. When they were attacking the Takana, they were machmir on her. They were not machmir on the Tzor. Then, frag the Chosin Yeshua, so why end up Beis Amud Beis, state that if my brother is married by Kiddushim the Rabbanon to a Erve, she does batter the Tzor. This was the Kasha. He was not Mechalik. We're trying to say Chilukim. Here it's a Erve, here it's not an Erve Michlal, or it's a Shvach Erve, here it's a good Erve. The Chosin Yeshua is not Mechalik. So Shana, if the Chosin Yeshua is not Mechalik, so we have a kasha. Why by us it's poshut that it doesn't patter the Tzor? And in the Beis Amud Beis, it patters the Tzor. At least Me'ibu, but it patters the Tzor. What is the difference? Why it patters the Tzor? What is the difference? I want to say a teretz. We asked the kasha in the beginning of Zman, and we never said a teretz. It could be this is the teretz. Rashi and the Mishnah, look in Rashi and the Mishnah, Daf Beis Amud Beis, the last Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, V'chol ha'yecholo lemayin, the last line in the Mishnah, and Beis Amud Beis. Rashi says, V'chol ha'yecholo lemayin, v'lo imi alo kigoyin sha'er v'oktano, Zagt Rashi, ken mefor ishtayme b'gimore, sheniris tzor ha'serve. Sheniris tzor ha'serve. And she looks like a tzor ha'serve. Klo? And then she says, Rashi, sheniris tzor ha'serve. So we asked the Kasha, why you have to come Shanira Tzora Selve? Dear to Erve, she's married to my brother with the Rabbanon, so she could pater the Tzora. Why Rashi says Shaniras? Nira Tzora Selve, the Gemara says in the Yud Beis, when someone is Membayim, and she goes out the house, And even that now she was never married to my brother, aber nires b'shas tefillah k'tzor haselve. Why Rashi has to say she nires tzor haselve? What's the comment she nires tzor haselve? Why have to come to nires? The Torah says, v'fidach ha'isin Yeshua. Because by us it's also erve the Rabbanon. And even so it doesn't battle the tzor. So we see that the Rabbanon hold that the erve the Rabbanon doesn't battle the tzor. So why in the base the erve the Rabbanon battles the tzor? So Rashi very poshut. This is a stama erve. People will not get mixed up. There you write that it's a erve the Rabbanon. Other people will think that it's a erve the Raisa. They don't know that the kiddushin of the Rabbanon. She's a ktan and she made kiddushin. So people will be machlif it in an erve the Raisa. There it's a gzeira or to tzor the Raisa. She nires ke tzor haselve. It's a gzeira the Rabbanon or to nires tzor haselve. So the said that we have bets in two mehalach. We have the mehalach that the chiluk is a different chiluk. By us it's bichlal nishken erve. It's a isur the Rabbanon. Shnias are not called erve the Rabbanon. And the second mehalach is no. Shnias are called the erve the Rabbanon. Fakt the chayis in Yeshua. What is the difference? If this erve the Rabbanon, this erve the Rabbanon. We're saying the chiluk is lefi Rashi ein echanami. Dira te gzeir the Rabbanon. She nires ke tzor hasel. Lo me mamshach the Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Achoyis o shi yavim toi. Choyletz es oi mis yabem. So the Mishnah is Masber. Isur mitzvah shniyois medivre soifri. Isur kdusha. Almona lekoin godl, grusha vechalutza lekoin hedyot. Mamzo venesina li Yisroel, obas Yisroel lenosin velemamzo. Zog drashi. Isur mitzvah meforesh lu ועוזיר. Achoyto של erbek שיבים תקן שנופלו שתי אחייז משתי אחים, אחז אסור משום erbek, גוין שקלוסו, יחמויסו, אויכו לצס אי מסייבמס. Achoyso erbek, דלוי פוקה באחויס קוקוסו משום דה erbek להב סקוקוי. שניר להראי שגוזו סופרים עליהם בגמור מפורש לו. לא שמיצו וקדושו מפורש בגמור. אלמונה לכהן גודל, שמייס אוכי והדיויט, ונופלו אלמונוסו אלפון. פרק רב נוחם, why Rashi had to say, אלמונה לכהן גודל, that my brother was a כהן הדיויט, so he was allowed to marry the אלמונה, and now she felt a כהן גודל. לא מזוג my brother is a כהן גודל, and he's a ראשה. He's a ראשה. And he married Almana, and he dies. The shayla, if I have to do Yibum or not. Why Rashi decided that my brother is not a Rosh? What? So what do you want to answer? What everyone answers, Mashkofa Rishoyno. Chlan Nishkin Kashe, that is Redna Frishoyim. Yeah, we don't want to know the Rishoyim anyway. Yeah, Mizanishkin. Mizanishkin, is a Kashe for Rashi, and not Redna Frishoyim? I want to teach you how, why it is a Kashe. Why Reb Nochem spend time at such a Kashe? Chutz, I'm a Ratzadik a Kashe. Chutz, I'm a Ratzadik a Kashe. Reb Nochem asked it because the next line, look in the next line. Grusha bechalutza lekoin ediot, she'over ochi v'meiz v'neso. My brother was a Rosh. So anyway, you have gaini. It's like, I'm just going to take it. Almona lekoin godl. My brother's a tzaddik, I'm a Rosh.
No, why?
No, if Rashi would gain our mazmer, if Rashi would gain to be maimi the Mishnah on Arishas, it's a tiny, as Rashi didn't want the Mishnah to speak about Arishas. If the Mishnah is anyway, I want the Mazur to be clearly upshot and learn. If we could say the Mishnah read nicht auf Rishas, Mishnah read of the normal way, it's a tiny, it's a tiny. Let me Mishnah read of the normal way. Why the Mishnah has to speak in such a chetimtze? Why do Mishnah speak in such a chetimtze? The second part you have the same problem. Monefshach, the same problem you will answer there, you will answer here. You can't say that. Mutal Nesel, you have the same problem with the Sefer. That's what I'm saying. You have to answer something that will not have in the next piece. What do you have to do? Mutal Nesel, also Lekoshikan. And then the next piece of the Gemara, the same problem. It's not like, yeah. But this is the problem. We have that anyway, Rashi has to be Maimi the Mishneh, Be'ovar V'Nosso. That person is a Rosho, Be'ovar V'Nosso. So if Rashi anyway has to be Maimi the Mishneh, Be'ovar V'Nosso, this is the reason of Nochem was bothered. So why Rashi in the beginning said the brothers are going to go? Zogt Reb Nochem, Ashein Eteretz. Zogt Reb Nochem Azeh. Rashi had a problem. Who is a toast in the Cheshbon? Well, first of all, we'll say what Reb Nochem says. If the brothers are Kohen Gadol, time to Reb Nochem, so I'm not a Kohen Gadol. But we have one Kohen Gadol, yeah? I'm saying what Reb Nachum says. I said in Cheshbonos we have a problem with it. I said Reb Nachum, it's one Kohen Gadol for Klal Yisrael. If it's one Kohen Gadol for Klal Yisrael, so if my brother's the Kohen Gadol, I'm not a Kohen Gadol. So if my brother married an Almona and he dies, so now they made me a Kohen Gadol. He died, so they were demanding me to be Kohen Gadol. So Kumtois that B'shas the Nefile, she was mutter to me. I was not a Kohen Gadol. And then says the Erve Le'Acher Nefile. Now Erve Le'Acher Nefile is a big shaila in the sugya later. She needs chalitza, or she doesn't need chalitza. If you say, we married a sister, if she becomes potter or not. Mishnah wants to say a chiddush that you need chalitza b'chai v'lavim. If the chetimtza would be that my brother is a Kohen Gadol, so b'meile I became Kohen Gadol after my brother died. So b'meile b'shas Nefile she fell a yibum. Then pshita that I need chalitza. Once Rashi has to say a chiddush that even at b'shas nefile I was already a kohen gadol. So Rashi, my brother is the hedyot. I'm the kohen gadol. That's with Rashi. Er is the hedyot and I'm the kohen gadol. And b'shas nefile she falls leibum. I feel ochi zok Rashi. B'chai gavne. You have to do chalitza. Now you have to know the Mishnah in Megillah Shtet Mishnah say that Kohen Gadol, Kohen Meshuach, Kohen Shoah, all the Kohen Gadol that Klal Yisrael have, Merubim Godim Meshuach, Shtet in the Mishnah that all of them are also Be'almane. So B'meile, doesn't know. You have a Chetim to She'achar Kach Nisman Adios Kohen Gadol, but it's not a stira that both of them are Kohen Gadol. Lama Zem Rashi Vaita. Grusha Bechalutza Lekohen Hediot, שעובר אוכי ומס ונסו חלוצו וגרושו וכשמי צריכו חליצו שהרי תויפסים לו בקידושין לקידושין תויפסים מחייב אליו לא מזן גודס רשי this is שיטס רשי in יבומס רשי says it over four times and the הפכו בעצם is the סוגיה was שיטס רשי זאת רשי הזה אבל ידבום אלוהי שהרי אסור אלוהי לזה שהוא קוי so רשי says ינית חליצה But Kiddushin Toivsim, Zag Rashi. Aval Yibum Eloi, Sharei Asur Eloi. So this Chelek in Rashi is good. She needs Chalitze, but you can't do Yibum. Zag Rashi, Ve'afturi Beloi Klum Loi. Why she's not Potu Mechalitze? Let her to be Potu Mechalitze also. Zag Rashi, Ve'afturi Beloi Klum Loi. Why she's not Potu Mechalitze? Deloi Olim Lav Lemiftere. Dealfinen Me'achos Isha. The Alfin Me'achos Isha. Zogt Rashi, Sechai Velavim Nit Chalitze. This is our Mishnah. Klal Omru B'Yevomo. Kol Shi Yisur Erve Loi Choletzes V'Loi Misya Bemes. Kol Shi Yisur Mitzvah V'Yisur Kedusha Choletzes V'Loi Misya Bemes. Frey Zogt Rashi, Kiddushin Toifsi. Zogt Rashi, but why is she Chayim Chalitze? Pater Hu B'Loi Klum. And for Rashi Ateret. Ve'aftur B'Loi Klum Loi De'Loi Olim Lav Lemifter. Love is not so strong. Arai is pato mechalitze. Chavilavim don't pato mechalitze. Frek de vel takasha. We know in Yevomis a klal. We know a klal in Yevomis. Why arai is a pato meibu? Shteit litzroi. Why arai is a pato meibu? Shteit oleo. This is the reason they pato meibu. But why they pato mechalitze? Why arai sapotu mechalitza? Shet isho lachoiso iloisikach oleo litzro legale servoso. Why the potu mechalitza? The posuk is only talking about beer. Why every erva is potu mechalitza? Chamesh anoshim potu tzorosei min achalitza min ayibu. Min ayibu we know that the potu, but why the potu mechalitza? What part is the mechalitza? Zog di gemore bayos in the end of the Amud, the last two lines in Chof Amud Aleph. כל האויל אלה ייבום אויל אלה חליצה, וכל שאין האויל אלה ייבום אין האויל אלה חליצה. The posuk that pater arayas mi ייבום never spoke about חליצה. The posuk only spoke about ייבום. אבל כל האויל אלה ייבום אויל אלה חליצה, וכל שאין האויל אלה ייבום אין האויל אלה חליצה. This is the clause. כל האויל אלה ייבום אויל אלה חליצה, כל שאין האויל אלה ייבום אין האויל אלה חליצה. פרק די גמורה, and by us, Yoch, the last line, Chai Velavim Nami. So if you have a klal of Kosheinu, Oile Leibum, Oile Lechalitze, so Chai Velavim also won't need Bobi Potu Mechalitze. You can't do Yibum, Chai Velavim Vese. And so you'll be Potu Mechalitze. Zog the Gemara, Rabbi Rachmona Yevim Toi. There's a posuk. So again, if someone will ask us, So why Araya Sapotu Meibum? Koshein Oile Leibum. Why Chavel Abim don't have this Ptur? Yevim Toi. So no Hamon. From the Ptur from Oleo, from the Ptur from Achis Isha, what we know? That you Potu Meibum. Why you Potu Mechalitza? Koshein Oile. Why it doesn't happen Chavel Abim? It's a Ribui, Yevim Toi. It's a Ribui from Yevim Toi. As I stated in the Gemara. So, Oleo Velitzroir never patos from Chalitze. Oleo Velitzroir only patos from Yibum. Why you patos from Chalitze? Kol she'ein oile le Yibum, ein oile le Chalitze. Kol she'oile. Freik dik mosa chai velabim ve'ese, en es nechol eise ve'ese. So why they need Chalitze? And I'm Mishne. Rabbi Rachman ha'yevimta. This is the sugya we're going to learn. Rashi Mishuma didn't want to wait to the Gemara. Behelem kol ha'gemara. Goes Rashi in the Mishne and tells you, chai velabim, you know why they need Chalitze? You can't learn them out from Achris Isha. Look in Rashi, the last two lines in the Mishnah. They need Chalitze. You can't learn out from Achris Isha that it will be potu. The Leolim lav lemifteret, the Alfinim Achris Isha. We learn from Achris Isha that you potu. Chavilavim cannot be learned out from Achris Isha that the potu mechalitze. No one said that we're learning out Chalitze from Achris Isha. No, the Ptur Yibum is Achris Isha. Oleo velitzroy. This is the Ptur Yibum. Oleo velitzroir is a ptur yibum. Chutz from that you don't have a ptur yibum. Chalitze, kol shein oile leibum, ein oile lechalitze. Chai velavim, don't have a ptur yibum. They don't have any eser dechel eser sheyesh bekores. Why they don't have the klal of kol shein oile? Zog the Gemara reason. But Oleo velitzroir never said, nowhere in the world says that Oleo, and never says in the Torah that litzroir parted from chalitze. This we have to remember, this is like the Akdoma to the Sugya. Why someone is potu meibum, oleo velitzroir? Why the potu mechalitze? Kol she'ein oile. Why? Because oleo state, isha lachoiso loisikach, don't marry her. Legalo yisirvoso. Doesn't say don't do chalitze. The reason you potu mechalitze is a smore, kol she'ein oile. A ptuch on chalitze. Chavelavim, bichlal don't learn out from there. Why they don't, this time you can't do ibum, because ene es dechalitze sheyesh be'ese. So why do you have chalitze say kol she'ein oile? You don't say kol she'ein oile. Kumt Rashi in the Mishnah, and Rashi says a nupshat. Arayes apotur, oleo, litzroir, and they potur from everything. Why have elavim are not potur from everything? They're not so chomur to learn them out from Arayes. I never learned ptur chalitze from Arayes. Rashi doesn't want to mention the Gemara, don't mention. But don't ask the kasha and say I'm more than the teretz. Frekt Rashi, patur chai velavim, patur chai velavim. So Rashi, you can't learn out from Arayes. I will learn out from Arayas that the potum is yibum. But the ptur chalitza, we're not learning out from Arayas. The ptur chalitza is learning from kosheinu oile leibum and oile lechalitza. Shteit in Rashi, we'll have to know how to miyashav the Gemara that we will learn. If someone asks us why Arayas a potum is yibum, oleo. Why the potum is chalitza, oleo. Rashi learns that the miut of oleo takes out the arayas from the parsha. I will explain. You will ask me, but the pasuk didn't speak about chalitza. Pasuk says le'sevik ervoso legalis ervoso oleo bechayel. The pshat is poshut. Ilonis. She's out of the parsha because it says asher teilet prat le'ilonis. So she's out completely. You don't ask, but maybe she would need chalitza because Hashem never put it in the parsha. Eish esach sheloi haya bo'ilomoi. It's out of the parsha. Oleo velitzroy is out of the parsha. The Gemara will have to meyasha. Frekt Rashi, so every chavilavim had to be also out of the parsha. So Rashi, no. Arayas that are chomu are learned out of the parsha. Chavilavim, you can't learn out from arayas that are out of the parsha. So Rashi knows that arayas are out of the parsha because oleo velitzroir not only out from yibum, they're out from yibum and out from chalitze. They're out from both of them. Because Rashi, if they're out from both of them, let chavilavim to be out of both of them also. So Rashi loyoli. Now this Rashi Mishuma decided to say it barchova here, Akdoma to the Gemara that will say Mamish Fakel when we learn the Gemara. Rashi repeats himself three more times in Yevomis and once in Sanhedrin. Lama Zender Rashi is inside Mamish Milo Bemilo and Tesa Mudalef. Look in Tesa Mudalef, the last Rashi in the Amud. Zel Bezach. הרי איסור מצווה ואיסור קדושה לכמון בפרק כיצד, כל שאיסור או איסור ער ולא יחלצס ולא יביס יבמס, איסור מצווה כאין שניאס, או איסור קדושה שנופל לפון או ממזר הנסינות, ולא יביס יבמס, חוי לצס, דלוי עולים איסור לב בלוי קורס להפקויים מייבום לגמרי. שתית קלורים רשי. הערבה הזפקויים מייבום לגמרי. הערבה הזפקויים מייבום לגמרי. הערבה is part of the parsha in Ganson. Not because כל שאין אוילה. הערבה is part of the Ganson from the parsha. חבלם זאת רשי is לוי עולים. It's not so strong להפקויים from the parsha. אז זה שתית עם רשי. שתית קלור עם רשי, but not because the ערבה is מסמאית from ייבום, and then you have a drosha to patrikol שאינו אילה. הערבה is הפוקי מן הפרשה לגמרי. פרית רשי, let חי ולאבים to be להפוקי מן הפרשה לגמרי, זאת רשי לא יולי. רשי repeats himself in יודה מודבייז again. Look in רשי, the מהמסר וחי ולאבים, in יודה מודבייז, the middle of יודה מודבייז. רשי וחי ולאבים נחליצה וייבום נמנו, כלוימר, סקוקוי לאיסייבם, ואין איסור לב פויטרום על החליצו, דו מאחויס אישו ילפין אין שיהיה אובו, וחיוב עם הסדוי נקורס, ולאימר, אוני הרי לספורטו מחליצה, ולא נגעב עם אחויס אישו. So שתית קלור in רשי, that the פטור פון הרי is that we learn אף עם אחויס אישו, is a פטור that is פויטר אין גנצן, מייבום וחליצה. Till Rashi wanted that that ptur will be also in Chayvelavim. So Rashi, only Arayas Chamuras have that ptur. Chayvelavim that are not Chomu are not Mufka from the Parsha in Gantz. And as they state in Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, that Yalfinen Me'oleo She Arayas Pturis Me'yibum V'chalitz. And as they in Gimel Amud Aleph also as Merumas in Rashi. So Kum Tais in Rashi, again, we'll have to Me'yashu when we see the Gemara in Daf Chof, how to Arayin tap it. But Rashi learns that noch the sugya in Daf Chof, the sugya we'll be learning, the maskonas ha-gemora is, oleo ve-litzri is a gilui, that it's a afkoe from the parsha, and when oleo ve-litzri is a gilui, that is an afkoe from the parsha, and is nismayet legamu min ha-parsha, the out of the parsha, dos alein patas dem from Yibum v'chalitza. Dos alein patas dem from Yibum v'chalitza. Das allein part of the film in Bechalitza. It's a mute. The Postuk spoke only about beer. The Gemara will say droshes. We have to know. But in the end of the droshes, it's not kol shein oile leibum. In the end of the droshes, oleo velitzor patos meibum Bechalitza. Frekt Rashi, so let chai velavim to be also. So Rashi, they're not chomo. They can't come out from Achus Isha. Only Achus Isha is potu in Gantz. Is a sugi that the sugi says, we'll have to meyash of the sugi. But Rashi by us, often, oh, not often under the sugi. Especially Rashi in our Mishnah was madgish to mevayer that the ptur of Chalitza is from the mute because it's chomur and it's smufka from Chalitza. And chavelavim are not so chomur. Lo mezem de gemor. Zog de gemor. Klal asu yemai. Says, klal omru bi yevomo. What is the chidush of the Mishnah? Omar Rafon bar Pope, la asu yetzor asaylanis. Because the Ravasi, that the Tzoras Island is needs Yibum, he can Amri Fakert. Because Yisur Yisur Erva, who the Asir Tzorosa? Ho lo Yisur Yisur Erva, Tzorosa lo Yisur. Lemi Yute Mai, Omar, Olam Rosh the Tzoras Island is, who the Loike Ravasi. So Rashi, the Asir Tzoras Island is, the Ravasi Perikame, the Lecholetzes, the Lemis Yabemes. The Erva Karin and Boiba Island is, the Mir Tokroma, Asher Tele, the Kaimel of Yisur Yisach, Hilkach Tzorosa Tzoras Erva. So we'll start with Ravasi. Klal asu yemai omar rafon bar popel asu yetzoras islandis. That tzoras islandis is pturo. So be'etzem, Tesis and Rishonim as the kasha. Bishneim lefi Rashi, the Mishnah is kemin choyma. The Mishnah says, klal omru b'yevomo that every erve the tzoro is potu. Klal, that not only stam erve, even islandis tzoroso asuro. So it's very gishmak. The Mishnah spoke about the tzoro. So the Mishnah, every erve tzoroso asuro, klal, not only erve, every tzoroso asuro, even island is tzoroso asuro. But the fifth taste was, the Mishnah spoke about the lady herself. The Mishnah didn't speak about the tzoro. If the Mishnah never spoke about the tzoro, so how klal omru b'yevomo could be merabe the tzoro? Merevnish of the tzoro? This is Tesis kasha. La'asu yetzor asaylenis. Abar gav the masnisin lektoni tzoro, מכל מקום, הבי בכלל. וכל שאיסורו איסור ערבו, משמע שאיסורו בו מחמס הערבו. דהיינו הצורו. ולא יהיו צריך להזכיר הצורו בהדיה, משום דה פירקין דה לאל קוי. Sagt Taisas, you're right, the Mishnah spoke about the Erve, but the words, Kol Shi Yisuro Yisur Ervo, Mashma Gam Atzoro, because, Lam Lach Lashana Taisas, the Kol Shi Yisuro Yisur Ervo, Taisas fixes the girls in the Mishnah, not Kol Shi Yisur Ervo, and a Kol Shi Yisuro Yisur Ervo, the Bach in the Mishnah already fixes the Mishnah, Alpi Taisas. Kol Shi Yisuro Yisur Ervo, Lech Yoletas Vulei Misya Bemez. The Mashma Shi Yisuro Bomach Masa Ervo, the Hainu Atzoro. Kol Shi Yisuro Yisur Ervo, the Mashma Shi Yisuro Bomach Masa Ervo. Mashma Shi Yisuro Bomach Masa Ervo. Samot Gazach. The Fir Rashi, the Gemara is glad. Kol Shi Yisurva Choletzas Ulei Misya Bemez, we speak about the Tzoro, Zog the Mishne, Klal Omru, even Tzoro Sayan is the Zor Bezach. But the Fir Teis, the Mishne spoke about the Erve, how the Tzoro went in. Zog Teis, I'll say, but he had a Kipshat. But it says, Kol Shi Yisuro Yisur Erve, Mashma Shi Yisuro Ba Machmasa Erve, so it also could be Mashma and the Tzoro. Kipshat. Zog Reb Nochem, a Givaldike Yisof. It's Rashi Beteisus Lashitoso. Rashi, like the Ritva himself says, saw the Gemara, that the Gemara is talking about the Tzoro. So Rashi said, if the Gemara is talking about the Tzoro, the Mishnah has to talk about the Tzoro. This is the reason the first Rashi the Mishnah, took the Mishnah and made a Dechik the Kipshat and Meret of the Tzoro. Even though we asked in the beginning of Shir that in the next line of the Chai V'Lavim, Rashi Mamesh didn't go. But Rashi Nishgiat HaBreira, Zog the Ritva. Because the Gemara says, Klala Asu Yitzor HaSailanis, so Al Koch, the Mishnah is talking about the Tzoro. If the Mishnah is talking about the Erve, you can't say Klala Asu Yitzor HaSailanis. So stimmt doch nicht. So the Gemara had to switch. So Rashi didn't have a brera because the end of the Gemara, he said, Pshat, this is the Pshat in the Mishnah. Taisus didn't want to change. He learned the Mishnah, Kepshuta, Meret of the Erve. And even so, he came to the Shveri Gemara and he said, Pshatl. Kol Shi Yisuro, Machmas Erve, the Loshana Mishnah, he had a Girse, Kol Shi Yisuro, Yisur Erve. Kol Shi Yisuro, Yisur Erve. He had such a Girse. Kol Shi Yisuro, Kol Shi Yisuro, Bo machmas, kol shi yisuro yisur erve, mashma shi yisuro bo machmas erve. Possible. Zog Reb Nochem azay. Teisus l'shitose in Rashi l'shitose. That Rashi knew that Teisus pshat he can't say, but maybe he learned the Gemara kipshuta. Rashi was also gurus like Teisus, and the Mishnah kol shi yisuro yisur erve. Rashi in the test, when he brings the Mishnah, his gurus says kol shi yisuro yisur erve, not kol shi hi yisur erve. The pshat is azay. Teisus has a pshat ubeetze. The Mishnah is talking about the Erve. Kol Shi Yisur Erve, she's potum b'chalitza v'yibum. If she's chayvel avim, she needs chalitza. The Mishnah is talking about her. But the taste is, but Kol Shi Yisuro machmas Erve, so it's mashma the Tzoro. Weird. So Reb Nochem says, Taisus learns ganz yevomes oisres, Rashi learns ganz yevomes poitres. To remind ourselves. Taisus learns oisres, we said, that the Erve, how she patters the Tzoro? She makes an Isur and the Tzoro. We brought down the Poras Yosef, that Poras Yosef said that if you marry the Tzoro, you chayev shtayim. Achas mitzum eishesach, and achas mitzad bitoy, even if she's not a bitoy. The Isur trans goes over to the Tzoro. That's given the Poras Yosef. Was the andere Nusach? For the Poras Yosef, not that the pshat that the Isur mamash goes over, but the Gittu was a biskerov, that it's a new shame Tzora Serve, but it's oisres. So what is the Isur of the Tzoro? She Isuro Machmas Erve. So Taisus could say in the word She Isuro Machmas Erve is a remes to Tzora Serve. Is a remes to Tzora Serve. Rashi learns the Erve never asks the Tzoro. She just patters her from Yibum. She takes away the mitzvah. So Rashi in the Mishnah, Ubemele Koyalo be Isur Eishesach. So the Tzoro is not called She Isuro Machmas Erve. The Tzoro is not called She Isuro Machmas Erve. It's not the right word to say on the Tzoro. She's Potu Machmas Erve. So you can't, Mishnah Melefitesis, you say, the Mishnah is talking about the Erve, but if the Tzoro could be Nirmas in the Isuro Machmas Erve, is a Nirmas as Meret of the Tzoro. But Rashi knew if the Mishnah is talking about the Erve, and these words, She Isuro Machmas Erve, is no Remez of the Tzoro. Forget these words don't stim on the Tzoro. So maybe Rashi knew Shitoso, he had to reinsetz the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is talking about the Tzoro. So Rashi was mad with the Mishnah alone about the Tzoro. Not on the Erve. I, the Sefer, we had a Kashim Chevel Arim, it's a Shein Eore, how to be Masbir. But Masha'en came. Taisus Shitoso could learn the Mishnah Kipshuta, because it's more Gishmak to learn like Taisus, as the Mishnah Ret of the Erve. I, the Sefer, how Tzoros Ailis can come Arayim, Meretish of the Tzoro. And the word She Yisuro Machmas Erve is a remes Because the chefs of Unzoro is Yisuro Machmasael. Let me get a drop weiter. The Rashbo brings down a Rabbeinu Hananel. As Rabbeinu Hananel says, what is the pshat? La'asu yetzoras ailenis? Or le'miut yetzoras ailenis? But the Mishnah is memayet. So how you read the words of the Mishnah? It's interesting. The Rashbo, this is the second piece of the Rashbo. It's a very pshat dike Rashbo. The Mishnah says, klal omru beyevomo. Kol shehi usur erve, choyletzes em, kol shehi usur usur erve, loy choyletzes veloy misyabemes. Lo merad of the Tzoro yitzter. Kol shehi usur machmas erve, loy choyletzes veloy misyabemes. Zog di gmore, la'afuke ailenis. What is la'afuke ailenis? Second man the Omar. That island is Tzorosu ken mityabemes. The first man the Omar says La'asu yetzoras ailenis that she's potu. The second man the Omar says La'afuke ailenis. So how you read the Mishnah? Klal omru. We have a klal. Kol she yisuro yisur erve lo'icholetzes v'lo'y misyabemes. Obera ailenis, what? So Rabbeinu Hananel says Obera ailenis is not an erve. La'afuke ailenis that it's not called the erve. Koshi erve choilotes v'lo misya bemes. Lo choilotes v'lo misya bemes. Lafuke island is that she's not an erve. So the Rashbo is a mistake. She is an erve. Lafuke island is that even that she's an erve, she doesn't part of the tzor. Two pshat. One pshat, zog the Rashbo. The Rabbi Nuchanan alu is pshat. That koshi yisur ervo, lo choilotes v'lo misya bemes. Lafuke island is that she's not an erve. Zog the Rashbo, she's not an erve, she is an erve. I would say pshat different, zog the Rashbo. Kol she yisur erve la'afuke ailenis, that even that she's an erve, she needs chalitza, she needs yibu. So we have two pshotim, how to learn in the Tzoras ailenis. The Rabbi Nuchanan learns that the second man, the Omar, that says that ailenis doesn't part of the Tzoro, it means la'afuke ailenis, that it's not an erve. And Rashi is mashma like Rabbi Nuchanan. When he says the first man, the Omar, he says that it is an erve. The erve karin elbo, the Rashi in the first man the Omar. Second man the Omar holds it's not an erve. And the Rashi says himself, I'm not masking. She's for sure erve. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even that she's an erve, she doesn't part of the tzor. Even that she's an erve, she doesn't part of the tzor. What is the machlekes? What is the machlekes? The two pshotim. Zog Reb Nochem, it's so glad. Zog Reb Nochem hazeh. We had two mehalchim in the sugya and daf yud beis. Why ailenis doesn't part of the tzor? Shitas Rashi was siz nishken erve dike ishesach. We said the ishesach vil yibu. Mitzad the fact that she's married to my brother, zivil yibu. The ishesach wants yibu. The ishesach is oimel yibu. The ishesach vil yibu. No, but you can't do yibu. It's not an erve dike ishesach. It doesn't part of the tzor. Was the second pshat tesis and afches. It is an erve. But while it never falls the yibum, it's chosif shalei b'mokim mitzvah, Taisa says. While b'shum mokim in the world, she can never do yibum, because she never falls the yibum, it's called shalei b'mokim mitzvah. And we said enough kemim. If it's because it's nishken erve dike ishesach, because the ishesach vil yibum, no, it's not an erve dike ishesach. We said, what would be if the island is will be also bitoy? She will part of the tzor, because she's an erve of bitoy. But if we said because the island is never falls the yibum, because she's shalei b'mokim mitzvah, because she's not roi lehoilid, she's bichlal shalei b'mokim mitzvah, even if she's a bitoy, she doesn't patter. Zogt Reb Nochem, this is the machlekes Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rashbo. The Rabbeinu Hananel that is going like Rashi in our sugya holds, that the reason that ironies doesn't patter the tzore, was in ishken erve dike ishesach. The ishesach vil yibu. It's not an erve dike ishesach. So this is the masur matan in the sugya. This is the masur matan in the sugya. Zog the Gemara, first man the Omar holds, la'asu yetzoras ailenis. Zog Rashi, sharei ervo vekarin bedemiyat okro, vekaimale beisurei shesach. Zog the second man the Omar, la'afuke ailenis, that she's not enough for erve. La'afuke ailenis, that she's not enough for erve. So the first man the Omar holds, la'asu yailenis, that it's called the erve dikei shesach. Zog the second man the Omar, Ike de Amri, klal omru b'yevo mekol shi erve, la'afuke tzoras ailenis. Tzoras ailenis is not called the erve. But she doesn't part of the tzor. Ma she'en ken the Rashbo learns like Tesis, and take the Rashbo le shitosi in Chesam Udbei says like that. It's an erve dikei shesach. Why it doesn't part of it? Because it's shalei b'mokim mitzvah. So you can't say that the sugi here meant that it's not an erve. Klal omru bi yevoma. The first man the Omar says, la'asu yetzor ha'sailenis. Zog the second man the Omar, la'afuk yetzor ha'sailenis. Zog the Rashman, not la'afuk that it's not a erve. Even that it's a erve, aber it's shalom ha'makim mitzvah. The man doesn't part of the Torah. So the Rashi is shitosei, and Rashi is shitosei. Rashi learns island is not the Boshalei Mokim Mitzvah. Now, this is the shit as Rashi we said, and it's a Numan the Omar. This is the Ikar Shita and Rashi in every sugya. That island is nicht kein Erbe Dikesh Asach. If it's a Bito, it does patter. But the island is doesn't patter. And the first man the Omar holds, the island is your Erbe Dikesh Asach. This is the words of Rabbi Nuchananel. And the Rashi says, no, like Tesvis, island is a Vada Erbe Dikesh Asach. So the vote in the sugya is, Shalei Mokim Mitzvah, Yabim Mokim Mitzvah. Let me end it in the Tesvis. Frag Tesvis. V'hode loike omar la'asu yetzor ha'soito v'tzor ha'smachzor gushosoi. Why the Gemara only said that the Mishnah is la'asu yetzor ha'soito? It's not the Pshat HaTovet. The Mishnah says, klal omru b'yevom. Every yevom that is the erve, patters the tzor. Zog the first man the omar. You know what the Mishnah is coming to Mechadish? Even Ireland is patters the tzor. Like Tesvis, I have better ones. Even Saita patters the Tzoro. Even Mazda Yushasi patters the Tzoro. Forget in the Gimel we asked why the Mishnah missed it out. Who told the Gemara? It's a starke kashe. The Gemara decides that our Mishnah is Merabe the Islandis. Wer sagt zu Merabe the Islandis? Merabe the Saita. Merabe the Mazda Yushasi. Why the Merabe the Islandis? Zog Tesvis. The island is damaged tefila harayis. Shemutor is lames v'asur layovo. Soito is asur al bailo. Fakert. Mazur gushosoi is asur al bailo. So it's not dumi the masnisi. And the harayis of our Mishnah, the first brother was allowed to marry my daughter. I have a problem with her. Island is the zogazach. The first brother is allowed to marry island is. When the island is forced to yibum, she becomes a eshesach, a evadik eshesach, on a heter yibum. So the island is domi le'arayas. The other ones are not the same. The Ramban, in the Chidusha Ramban, the Ramban says two different tirutzim. One teretz Ramban says, Soito? How you could say le rabbi Soito? How you could say le rabbi Soito? Soito is bichlal na tumu ksibo ke'arayas. It's bichlal na tumu. Sorry, it says, V'oid, fuck out! It's mamash the Mishnah! It's mamash the Mishnah! Hode lo yoma mazr gushose, v'tzor asoy tonami, lo yasi, de lav yisur ervoi! De lav yisur ervoi! Zog ter, it's not a erva bichlal. The Mishnah says, klal omru, kol she yisur erva. Soito is not a erva. Soita is not an erve. First teretz of the Rambach. V'yesh meforshim? Faker. It's mamash erve. I don't have to have a klal. Even with other words, klal. Shteit. Kol shi erve. Why the Mishnah has to say klal? So it's two terutzim in a kotze and a kotze. One teretz of the Ramban, Soita cannot be liribuya in the Mishnah. Because it's not misrabe from the word tumor. Soita b'chlal doesn't have tumor. It's b'chlal not tuma soita. So it's not tuma k'sibok ha'arayas. The soita nami lo yas, the lavi sur erve. I'm saying not tuma. The lavi sur erve hi. And lo d'chsiv tuma k'sibok ha'arayas. But it's not a erve. It's not called a erve. V'oid, it's mamish ha'arayas. So, maybe we'll stop here. That's mazbaz of the Ramban, but then we have to go weiter.
Why do you expect that of the